On Midwest Week, a unique partnership is planning to take over a former synagogue in the Quad Cities. I'm Herb Trix, and my guest is Alma Gall, freelance writer for the Quad City Times and Dispatch Argus. So, Alma, what is the plan? Who's going to take over the former Tri-City Jewish Center in Rock Island?
Unusual partnership between the Rock Island Library and the Two Rivers YMCA in Moline. Together, they are taking over the Tri-City Jewish Center. They have been raising money. They have a capital campaign of $7.8 million. The two entities have been raising money, and then they're going to rehab and put a little addition on the Jewish Center, and they will use the space then about 65% for the Y and 35% for the library. And this will allow them to serve a population more in the kind of the middle of the city, which both entities want to do.
And how did this come about, Alma? It seems like kind of a weird combination, but maybe it's a great idea. Just hasn't been tried too often.
Yeah, there are, I guess, there is a combination like this in San Antonio, Texas, and a couple of them in Ohio. How it happened here in the Quad Cities is, well, first, the library was looking for a replacement for its 3031 branch, which was an old fire station. It just isn't big enough. There's no meeting space. There's virtually no parking. It was an old building, and to put money into it when it wasn't ever really going to serve the needs that they wanted, that was not wise. So they were looking for another space. Well, the Tri-City Jewish Center is just a great space, but too big for the library alone. It would have been unsustainable for them. And so kind of, sort of at the same time, the Moline Two Rivers Y was looking to expand in Rock Island. A survey had shown that there was an underserved population within a certain radius of that area that they could offer those services to. And then at the same time, the Jewish Center realized that that building was too big for their congregation. And so they were looking to get it sold to someone else and moved to a smaller place. So it all just sort of came together with people talking to each other. I mean, we're all talking about people who are invested in Rock Island, and they said, well, you know, how about a three-way thing? And then that came to be just towards the end of 2019. And then fundraising was supposed to start, in 2020, and with the COVID, it got put off till fall, but they're going full steam ahead now.
And what about the congregation from the Tri-City Jewish Center? Where is it gone?
Well, they bought in, and they're not merging with Temple Emmanuel, but both congregations, the Tri-City Jewish Center congregation and the Temple Emmanuel congregation in Davenport, are both experiencing declining membership, as are many other religious groups, and so they are going together, and they have purchased a building that was originally, it's in Davenport at sort of the intersection of Jersey Ridge and East Kimberly Road. It was originally built as a Ryan Steakhouse, which sounds like maybe that wouldn't be the most beautiful thing, but it really is. It has nice window spaces, kind of triangular shaped. It's just right for the offices and the worship space and the kitchen space that they need. So they are rehabbing. They purchased and are rehabbing that building for their use. And the two congregations will run separately as their own entities, but share that space.
Okay. Now, what about the downtown library in Rock Island? Will there be any impact on that?
Well, that is always a concern, and because people are very devoted to that library, and what the library says is that library will stand. That will be considered the main library. They will continue to have their administrative offices there, the bulk of their collection, and it will continue to operate, and then this will be, a branch of it.
Okay, and how about fundraising, Alma? You mentioned that a moment or two ago. How have they done on fundraising so far?
Well, very well. So that $7.8 million goal, that's the total cost of this facility, you know, the buying the building, the site plan, the architect's fees, everything. And they have raised 6.96 million of that. So they only need to raise 840,000. But Mike Winnenkamp, who is the CEO of the Two Rivers Y, is quick to say that they need every dollar, every $10, every $100, whatever people can afford to get their goal, because they have already gotten to all the people who might contribute big amounts. And the five lead gifts on that, and they didn't say how much those gifts were, but they were the John Deere Foundation, the Roy J. Carver Charitable Trust, the Hubble Waterman Foundation, the Rock Island Public Library Foundation, and an anonymous individual. To get this done and start construction in November.
Oh, okay. Now, are there Y programs being held there already? Have they already started to sort of inch in slowly?
Yes, exactly. They are running a summer day camp out of there, I think, for 40 children. It's a marvelous space. I mean, there's classrooms. You know, it's just perfect.
And they have a gym already, too, right?
They have a gym in the lower level, yes. It's a big facility. It's a gym in the lower level, a huge kitchen, which the Y can use for its nutritional programs to help with, you know, hunger and food insecurity. It has classrooms. It has the big worship sanctuary that the library is going to use as a meeting space and for programs. There will be, you know, other spaces for an entrance that they will kind of share, but then it can be closed off for the library, because the library will have shorter hours than the Y.
And do you get the idea, Alma, that the library will be using this, well, not so much for a lot of books, but more sort of meeting space and things of that nature?
Yeah, there will be books, but yes, that was one of the concerns with the old 30-30 branch. People wanted meetings, programs. You know, libraries are so much about programs now, and classes and book discussion and things, you know, aimed at teenagers, and to get that younger group to be literate and to read books, and, you know, to really have a lot of reasons to come to the library. And, you know, they can always get books from the main place, but they very much want to have, you know, that activity going on, and to really address, and that's one of the things that the library director is very excited about, is to try to, you know, get more young people reading, to boost literacy. In, they will have computer access there if they don't have it at home. You know, that this will be a kind of a thriving place and be a boost to the area around there.
And I understand also one of the selling points of this site is the fact that it's really close to a whole bunch of schools in Rock Island.
Yes, I believe it's within walking distance of six schools, and I think it's within driving distance. 10 to 15 minutes of that before the Y population of a lot of people.
Okay, and what sort of a completion date are we hoping for in all of this, Alma?
Well, they hope to, as I said, start construction November 1 and then be done next time this year, so summer of 2022.
And fundraising is still going on now?
Oh, yes. Yes, they appreciate any and all. They had a kickoff June 29th at Schwebe Riverfront Park, and yes, they were actively seeking donations to get that last $840,000.